This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Let's go!
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
All right, Dierks Bentley in a little later, and we'll do Fun Fact Friday, and we'll do Dance Party. Fridays are just awesome. But on Friday, we go around, find our favorite news story of the day or the last couple days. Amy, you're first.
Okay, so security companies, they have cameras. They film us. Well, what if they have a little mishap where now everybody can watch everybody's footage? Because that's what happened.
Like somebody got hacked. But where's the...
No, it was a security glitch. Like, nobody was hacked. It just allowed users to see other users' footage.
Oh, and like home security.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like a security outside of business.
That's not good.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, your credit card's been compromised. So you're like, okay, cool, cool. It's my credit card. We'll figure
it out.
That's
so normal to you, but to us, that's not that normal.
Well, yeah, yeah, but what about, oh, cool, cool, cool. Everybody could just see in my cameras.
I guess it depends what you're shooting, where your cameras are. Because if it's just like over your front door,
your
probably
garage,
not that big of a deal. But if you have some inside stuff, some garage in your toilet.
Oh, you have security cameras in there?
I don't, but I know people that do.
Wow. Yeah.
So the cloud apparently got overloaded and connected data to incorrect accounts. And so that's what happened. Whoopsie.
You know, they act like people can hack our phone all the time and watch us.
Or like our computer.
So like when I take my phone into the bathroom, I always... put like a paper towel or toilet paper wrap at the top of like a mummy head.
Smart.
Because I don't mind if people see me doing a lot of stuff. I just don't want anybody seeing me pooping.
It's a vulnerable position, man.
Yeah, of all the positions, I think that's the worst.
Yeah, who wants to see that anyway?
There could be like a tape get out of me like doing whatever, even by myself. And I'd be like, that's showbiz, baby. But pooping?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst. But we all do it.
We have to do it.
We all do it.
Eddie, your story. Oh, no.
I got a good one.
If it's bad, I don't want. Okay, go.
It has nothing to do with space.
Don't kill the vibe.
No. Listen, there is a stingray in a North Carolina aquarium, right? Lives in the aquarium, blah, blah. Lives with a lot of other stingrays and a lot of sharks. She's pregnant. That sounds crazy, right? It's crazy because they're all female stingrays in there.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like the immaculate conception of stingrays.
Isn't there a chance, though, that one of the stingrays may have male and female, but they don't know?
Well, that's what scientists are trying to figure out.
Yeah.
There are like two theories. One theory is that there are sharks in there.
Or the stingray's Jesus, the new distinct Jesus
that
stingray.
That was not one of the theories.
Oh, it wasn't? That's mine.
Wait, no. Could it be the shark's the dad?
Yeah, so they think it may be a sting shark ray. Pretty
shark
crazy. Or the other one is that they have
it's
asexual.
Stingray Jesus. No, it's stingray Jesus.
Stingray Jesus.
It's Stingray Jesus.
Dude, that's crazy. They're all just like, what is happening?
What if that stingray snuck out, though, at night and like went to a party out and then got knocked up.
Oh,
and
see, but that's
like, what if a worker came in after hours and
oh, human
a worker?
Yeah, yeah, like a worker
comes out with like human teeth. I'm still going Stingray Jesus.
I don't know, Lunch.
And he will lead the new Stingrays. That's funny too. All right, Lunchbox, your story.
Man, there's this 16-year-old kid. I feel terrible for him. He put a hilarious prank online. There's like women in this nice boat going down a river having like a picnic lunch, and he's on a bridge and he has like a water gun thing, and he douses them in milk. And he says, "Milk!" And he put it online and it got like 32 million views. Well, they hunted him down and he got kicked out of his private school because they said that does not represent our school.
Wow. Well, you shouldn't be shooting. First of all, if it's water, that's still annoying. But now you're spraying milk at people.
Mm-hmm.
But
ew, which gets sticky and ugh.
It just sets a bad precedent because then it's like, what's the okay? What are you gonna do next? Poop juice? Pee?
All right.
I mean, there has to be a line drawn.
I mean, these ladies are
sewage.
So disgusted and just like, oh my God.
And you probably don't know what it is at first either. You're like, what is this?
But he got kicked out of school. It wasn't even during school time.
Maybe he'd already been in trouble though a bunch. That's like a kid that this is not his first wrong thing. Like that might just be the
But is
straw.
That kind of funny though when they're having their little picnic lunch?
It's kind of
lunch?
Funny to hear about it, but not to happen to you. Yeah.
But to watch it is pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it and laugh, but I don't want to say that out loud. My final story, New York City men are paying plastic surgeons $5,000 for almond-shaped nipples like David Beckham's.
What?
Does he have almond-shaped nipples?
I've never noticed his nipples. The soccer superstar's small, symmetrical, almond-shaped nipples have created a market. They are very small.
What on earth?
$5,000. I just don't think the pain's worth it on that part unless they're just huge. I mean, if you got a couple pepperonis in your dude, I get being kind of embarrassed. But I don't know if I had normal nips that I would be.
Like, do women care? Like, if they open them, like, if you take off your shirt and they're like, oh, you got almond nips.
Pepperoni nips, they might be like, those are big. But also, women aren't as invested in just how a man looks. They're able to be something of more depth. Whereas, guys, if we were to see.
I don't know. Yeah. I did not know this was a thing, but sure is.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
And if you get this work done, you're just walking around with your shirt off all the time, right?
Listen, somebody got milked. We got a Stingray Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We got almond nipples.
Crazy story.
What was Amy's?
Oh, man, I forgot.
Security camera.
Breach.
Oh, yeah.
Showed your home footage to someone else.
Yeah. Yours lost today, but it was still good.
I didn't know it was a competition.
Me either, but it is.
Hey, for the first time, I didn't lose.
You didn't lose.
Yeah.
We'll never play it again, but that's a fun game. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My wife and I are expecting our first child this spring. We are very excited. The only issue during the whole pregnancy has been my mom. Past 2 years, she's barely paid attention to my life. And suddenly now I'm having a kid. She just can't stay away from the house. And that's nice and it's cool. But recently she's been trying to get me to let her be there to watch my son be born. In the room. My wife's already decided who she wants in the room with her, and I have full intent to have her wishes respected. My mom has now become disappointed over the choice, parentheses, I've made. Because as a father, I should be allowed to have a support person in the room with me. I say I'm not the one pushing out a blank watermelon, so why do I need to pick who's in there? I'm at my wit's end, and she's only added more stress to me and my partner this whole pregnancy. How would you deal with the situation? Signed, stressed, soon-to-be dad. Eddie, you go. You're a dad that's had a baby in a room.
Yep. Nip it in the butt now. You got to have the conversation with your mom and be like, hey, back off. Like, this is our...
You just say it like that?
Back off. Wow. Like, this is our time. This is our baby. She's not allowing you in the delivery room. You'll have your time to see the baby, but because this could get worse as life goes on. Like, mom's going to show up. Mom's going to show up once a week. Then it's going to be twice a week. And before you know it, she's going to move into the house. Like, no.
Oh, that's drastic. Amy, you're nodding your head, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Eddie's right. I agree with him, but not saying you. Like, you don't have to point out, when you do this, when you do that, but you can just say, I feel this way, and I want to support my wife, and right now, I am feeling like not respected.
That you need to back off.
Mm-hmm.
Back off.
Interesting.
And so, like, if you want to keep a close relationship with your mom, I think it has to be said and boundaries have to be put into place. And here's the thing. People sometimes don't like boundaries. And you may have to deal with them being upset for a little bit. But hopefully, if they love you, they'll get over it.
Whomever your wife wants to have in the room, I'm assuming the husband's there. Let's say she wants another friend. There's a doctor, a nurse, whatever. You just go to your mom and tell her the truth. The room only allows five people. and sorry, she can't come in. You'd let her, but there's a max number of six people.
Yeah, and she's still mad she's not one of the five or six.
Yeah, so you have to no, but she can't be because the wife got first pick. He did a draft.
Rules are rules.
Yeah, and she gets to have her best friend there because she's having the baby. Mm. And so, sorry, Mom, I would love to have you there. And you know what? She's the one that doesn't want you there.
Exactly. Bobby just nailed it. You go to your mom and say, my wife.
You don't
wife
really say that. You don't blame
you
her.
You don't want my wife to
want you in
there.
But I would just find a way to, in this situation, I would just find a way to be like, they won't let us have any more people there.
Okay, be a little nicer about it, then back off.
No, you guys know more than I do. That's why I didn't take the lead on this one. Mm. You guys have dealt with, my in-laws are awesome still.
But you're not going to have them in the room when you're having a baby.
If they want to be, let's go.
No.
We'll all get a microscope.
That's not true.
No.
We'll all get a little.
It ain't their moment.
It's they want their... it to be. No. They're awesome. They can have the moment. I'll go out and chew gum cigars.
You're not even there.
Yeah, let me know. All right, thank you. We all do agree that the mom shouldn't go. It's not her choice. And she shouldn't make you feel guilty about it.
Right.
So you can do my way, lie, or you can do their way.
Back off.
And then, we have to release any expectations of being able to control somebody else's feelings.
Amen.
So you just have to let it go. Hopefully she'll work through it.
Go full Frozen on her.
Let it go.
Let it go. It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Costco has no limit on free food samples, according to them.
My parents go lunchtime.
No limit, though. Like, they're full Master P. No limit. That's crazy. You can just go and, like, I'll have another.
Yeah. Give me another one.
Don't
people go there for dinner?
I think we hear stories of, like, it'd be funny to do it.
No, I'm telling you, my parents do at lunchtime. They go and they're like, oh, we're good. We ate it.
But if you go all around at lunch, I see how you can get full, but there's no limit. Let's say you stay at one, these pork strips. I have another
one.
You sit while they cook some more.
Oh, that's good. Give me another one.
Full DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Didn't know. I mean, Lunchbox could test this. Do you have a Costco membership? Do you have to have a Costco membership?
We took the plunge.
Hmm? Why are you saying it like that?
Because it's an old person thing. Like, I felt old.
I have one. I love it.
Yeah, you guys are agreeing. Yes, you're right, Lunchbox.
Oh,
yeah. Based by the data here.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, when we did
it,
I was like,
they had the best car wash, too.
Dude, the hot dogs are great.
And it was like, the crackers.
And their gas is so cheap.
See what I'm saying? Like, we are so old. When we signed up, I was like, this is a moment in my life. When I used to work at Sam's and at Costco, I was like, man, old people come in here. And now
people are smart, knowledgeable, wise people go there, is what you should say.
Okay. Wise people go there.
Don't say it like me. It's like a script. I say it weird, but yeah. Amy, go ahead.
Okay. Do you know when a kangaroo is born? It's the size of a jelly bean.
That's cute.
Think about it.
It's not hopping around and stuff. It's probably like,
it's hairless and it's the size of a jelly bean. And so it's born. But then it goes into its mother's pouch for a few months, and then it emerges what you would think a kangaroo would look like.
It looks like, because I've seen pictures, it looks like a gummy. Like a gummy vitamin.
Or like the little baby that's in the Mardi Gras cake.
Jesus.
Sure.
How do they milk them? Like, how do they feed them? Sweet. Like, when they're in the pouch? Like, how do they grow?
It drinks off a little, like, nips.
It attaches.
In the pouch?
Yeah.
I
thought you meant milk the baby. Tiny, that's a little bit tiny.
No, I didn't mean that.
No, I'm sure. I think it.
Yeah, it does. It latches
teats.
On.
Yeah, teats. All right, go ahead, Lunchbox.
Ear infections. Everybody gets ear infections. You go to the doctor, they give you antibiotics. Well, back in the day, before there were antibiotics, you know how they treated them? You would pee into like a cup and pour the warm urine into your ear and clog it with a cloth, and that would cure your earache.
Wow, we should try that.
If you guys get an ear infection and you don't have time for the doctor, just pee in a cup, pour in your ear.
I wonder if it's only your pee that works, or could I, if I didn't have to go? And I was like, Amy, hook me up.
Oh, I think it's anybody's pee. As long as it's warm urine. It can't be cold.
It's urine supposedly very clean, right? Sterile?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say.
So I can understand why it probably would have been effective some. I don't know that it's universally something that works.
I would do that for you guys.
Just want you to pee in my ear. I don't even want a cup.
Just stand over
you. Yeah, don't put my head on the ground. Just my ear's killing me. You
stay,
might
stay still, Bones.
Yeah. Adult human urine is not.
It's my face. Yeah, pull back. That's not. Because like if you get stung by a stingray, you're supposed to pee on it.
That's right. Jellyfish.
Whatever it is. So anytime anything stings me, I have to pee on it. Yeah, I got stung by a bee the other day. I walked, pee on me!
Oh, no.
Okay, it's sterile when it's in the bladder, when it comes out.
Oh, really? Oh.
It says it's non-sterile as it leaves the body. It's non-toxic, although it contains substances that could be toxic if they're
could be.
But you can go right from the source to the ear. You can get closer.
We used to siphon gas when I was a kid. If one car, we didn't always have enough money to buy gas to get to work or school. So if one car had gas and the other one was completely empty, we'd take a water hose, cut it, put it in, suck on the, and then you pull your mouth off real quick and it goes, and you can put it in the other car. So what you do is you could siphon somebody's bladder.
No.
Like with a catheter?
No.
Or catheter.
Lunchbox, you want to try that?
And then.
Ew.
I think I understand what you're saying, so I'm going to say no.
Siphon the urine. Interesting.
Yes, because it never comes out. Therefore, it's still sterile. All right, go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, so people have loved chocolate for many years. The Mayans actually used to use chocolate, cocoa beans, as currency. Which I thought was crazy because my kids kind of still do that with like their Halloween chocolate still.
Do you think in 100 years, as people are sitting around eating nickels, they're like, you know, back these idiots used to use this as currency?
Yeah, maybe.
Now we're just snacking on it. Tastes good.
That's crazy.
Throw me one of those pesos.
Oh, here's a euro.
Mm. Yeah. Morgan, you're up.
All right. The colossal squid is the heaviest squid ever discovered. It occupies some of the coldest, darkest parts of the Southern Ocean and can grow up to 10 meters, which is 32 feet.
Wow.
Huge, gigantic.
We don't even
big
know.
Calamari.
We have no idea. Oh, yeah. That's
what I was thinking.
That's a platter. That's party Very platter, cool. Calamari.
How do you get all the marinara sauce for that?
Dude, Eesh. That's a whole different. That's a,
they charge extra for when you get
that
a little
called?
Cup.
What's the squid called?
It's called the colossal squid.
You get the colossal marinara pack. Yeah. We have no idea what's in the ocean.
You do. Aliens, he said.
No, but we've discovered less of the ocean than we have basically space around us, between us and the next planet.
Oh, okay, they say that. They say that the ocean's so deep, but yet the Titanic sinks, and it's like, oh, it's right there. Like,
it was at a...
Great point.
It wasn't in the middle of the ocean. There was land.
Oh, okay.
So it's on the land. It's still far down, but the ocean gets way deeper. Okay. And if it did go all the way to the point, they wouldn't have been able to get it.
Can you go down the Titanic?
Yeah, man. Remember those people died down?
Tragic.
Oof. Oh, yeah, that's where they went. Yeah. They went to the... Oh, yeah, never mind. I'm out.
No, okay. That's not fun. I don't like it. That's not fun. Moving away. I'm going to give you one more. Charles Barkley missed the first game of the 1994 NBA season because he accidentally rubbed lotion in his eyes during an Eric Clapton concert that happened the night before. So he had to miss a game.
What?
That's so random.
Mm-hmm. Random fact. Fun fact Friday.
Wow.
All right, thank you. That's it.
Fun fact Friday. Yay!
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
On Valentine's Day, over 100 elementary students got a huge surprise by the older students that were athletes. So there's an organization that promotes positivity with athletes on and off the field. They provided 100 scooters, and they went to the elementary school and said, all right, kindergartners, here we go. Here are the scooters. And no one in the school knew. Teachers didn't know. Students didn't know. So when they got it, it was really, really, really cool.
I thought it was going to be like they did like handwritten cards and chocolate or something for the kids that have been, they get them scooters.
They all got scooters.
And they kept it secret.
Yeah.
We can't keep a secret on the show to save our life. Like six
How did they afford these?
No, the organization, they're called Buddies Helpers.
They provide
the scooters.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, dang.
They're all part of it. Well, yeah.
I thought they were working a part-time job.
Well, they had to raise the money.
That's, hey, I'm just.
Why are you always tinkling? Or tell me something good.
I'm not tinkling it. Right. I was just investigating.
I like that story.
No need to investigate. That's awesome.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I want to give everybody an update on what happened on yesterday's show. That was H day. It was hair day for Eddie. He had to decide. And I said, I will pay for your entire trip to Turkey, the country, if you'll go get hair transplant surgery. I thought the content would be worth it. And we did all the math from flights, him plus somebody, the treatment, the hotel. It was going to be about $10,000. Now, did I want to pay it just to get? No, but I thought it'd be worth it. One, it's my best friend.
Yeah, friend, man.
And then, but mostly for the bit.
Yeah.
Definitely good content.
And the content, yeah.
Yes.
So Eddie was going to, yesterday he had his answer, and the answer
crazy.
Was yes.
Yeah.
The answer was yes.
After everybody, hours of stressing, the answer was yes.
And I got a call last minute that was like, hey, hold off on Eddie for a second. Well, some people were actually very worried about you going to Turkey. And I would say 90% of the calls or messages I've gotten were like, he should go to Turkey. However, Kirsten's on the phone. Listen to this. Hey, Kirsten, so tell me about, what do you know about hair transplants in Turkey?
Okay, so I will start off by saying we do robotic hair restoration in Wisconsin. And we have pictures and horror stories of people going to Turkey.
Oh, not of your own. Okay.
Oh, they come back to, like, you're like helping them.
Yeah. What happens? Because, you know, Eddie's probably not going to go to Turkey now.
Yeah. They have really bad scarring. Some of the hair follicles don't take. You can't get help again.
Yeah.
From that doctor.
Hard to go back to the office because it's so far away.
Up here in Wisconsin, we have the newest, the best, the most advanced robotic hair restoration technology. We want to offer Eddie a deal that we would not offer anybody else.
Okay, well,
okay, wow.
It's now turned into a bidding war
of Eddie's hair follicles.
Okay, Ray, Kirsten, thank you. We're going to keep her number. I definitely am not.
Man, a lot of deals coming in.
In a position to, and now he's your agent.
It feels like he needs a business partner.
So one of my,
like, I may need to take over this.
One of my friends messaged me who had it done. He had it done himself, and he's now a partner at this, that they do this in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
He sent me pictures of his head. Do you see the pictures of his head?
No.
They look great, Amy. Sure.
So this is before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is after.
Oh, no
look
way.
At that. Yeah. That is a lot of hair.
And wow, so he's like, send Eddie over.
I got a question.
If you
trust
want
me.
That, yeah.
Oh, hold on. My business partner, my business agent has something to say.
Don't tell you, but from being in business with him, I would stop saying that because he's not in any way your business partner.
What's up, man? What do you say?
Like, if Eddie does get a full head of hair, how long are we going to laugh at him because he looks so ridiculous?
What do you mean?
It's going
to
be awesome.
No, because you're going to have to give up the hat game. Like, your hat game is out.
That's what he wants to do.
My first cut's
going to
be a mullet.
Yeah. No.
What do you mean?
Your first cut should be something simple.
Oh,
but I'm just saying, like, when you see someone, like, how do they get a new haircut? And you're like, oh, my.
Yeah, it'll be for a second.
It's
going
to look hilarious, right? For a minute.
Well, it's like me. I've grown my hair out and it looks terrible, but it's hilarious when I just wear it in a headband. It looks terrible. My wife even told me last night, please cut your hair.
Dude, I cannot wait.
But,
like, I've always wanted that. Remember that Peaky Blinders cut?
Yeah, you have to stop about imagination cuts.
Always wanted that.
In 3 months, though, after you get it and it grows back, it'll be normal the rest of your life.
Man, I can't wait.
So I think we're going to send Eddie to Arkansas if we can work it out. If not, you're still going to Turkey.
No, whoa.
Because you said yes. If we can't work this out in Arkansas, you're going to go to Turkey.
If we can work out Turkey, we can work out Arkansas.
That's not a saying.
It is mine. It's my slogan.
So that's the deal. He's going to hopefully get. But it's like I told him, it's not like a little spot.
What are you talking about?
It's like
about?
A full head transplant. It's like almost they need to chop off somebody's head and put it on there.
My head?
Now, do they shave the head that's on his hair or do they leave that there?
They shave the hair that's on his head.
Yes.
Like what little he has.
I don't know. We can probably get the doctor on the phone.
I don't have that little.
I don't know the doctor, but I think we can probably get him on the phone next week.
Because it feels like it'd be mismatched hair. Like you.
No, it's not. They obviously know what they're doing.
They take it from his butt and his front.
Well, no. You can't do that.
It's really curly.
You're like, that looks weird.
Ew. Stop.
So that's where we are right now.
Wow.
We got to get the doctor. I don't even know we can do the Arkansas one. I just had an email.
And plus, they do have to see what they're working with. Like, what if I'm too bald? And they're like, yeesh, that's too much.
A listener posted a picture of you completely bald when Lunchbox shaved your head like 7 years ago.
I remember that.
You have a good shaved head.
Yeah. But I don't want to do that every day. You know, people, they have to shave their head every day. I don't want to do that.
Okay, so next week we'll try to figure it out. We'll ship Eddie off.
Wow.
See if we can get him some hair.
This is great.
And if not, we're going to Turkey.
Hey, and a lot of offers coming in.
If that doctor dies or the company goes bankrupt or Arkansas loses its ability to be a state, any of that happens, you're going to Turkey still.
Okay. I'll take that risk.
Maybe Ray can get the robot one. If he wants it.
We just spread everyone around. Steve goes somewhere else.
Ray's been going to a place to help him out.
Oh, yeah, just the PRP or something?
Yeah, he's got a ponytail yesterday. I saw it. It looked great. All right, here's a voicemail from last night.
Morning, studio. Hey, I was just wondering if the Million Dollar Show was announced yet or where I could get tickets. I'm going to try to convince my husband to come up from Indiana, and we kind of need to, like, budget and hotel and all the things. So, love the show. Just anxious to get to Nashville to see y'all.
We have not announced it yet. I think we announce it next week, possibly. Million Dollar Show is Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, our band, full band. And then a bunch of artists join us, and we give all the money to St. Jude. We do it at the Ryman. Tickets sell out in like 10 seconds. And I don't want to reveal too much about it, but we always try to bring in an artist. Like, we have really cool country artists. And then we try to bring in an artist that we also liked as kids or had a big song on the radio. Kind of a spoiler. Do you want to spoil it?
Yeah. Spoil it.
Well, it's fun because... Everybody knows the song, and I called him. He doesn't live here, and I said, will you come play the show? And he's like, yeah, I'll do this. The song goes like this.
You gonna hum it?
Oh, I'll be.
Oh, Amy.
Am I not
no, she can
that?
Do that. Oh, okay. She doesn't know. Your crying shoulder, I'll be love suicide.
I know who that is.
I thought it was Love Superstar.
I think it's Love
Suicide.
Suicide.
Yeah.
Wow. Who is Edwin that? McCain.
Edwin McCain's going to come be part of the show.
Let's go.
We have like 9 artists. I don't want to do any more teases, but that to me, when Edwin said, yeah,
that's cool.
That's pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool. We'll announce it, I think, next week. And I've put little hints out there too, but that's that. All right, next one.
My mom is named Carrie, and she had a birthday not too long ago. And I forgot to do this for her. And I was wondering if you could sing happy birthday for her at about 7, 12 maybe? Thanks.
Well, we're a little ahead of that.
Huh. You want to wait till 7:12?
I can't.
Yeah. That's hard to time.
Well, we have Dirk. It's just a whole... We have a big show. Maybe, hopefully, she's listening now. Carrie, this is speed round. Here we go. Carrie... Happy birthday to you.
Oh, go.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, yeah.
Happy birthday, dear
Carrie.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, hopefully, there we go.
Hopefully that gets there.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Old school landline phones with a cord are the new trendy thing for Gen Zers to own.
It's so retro. Yeah.
I mean, if you have any, in a way, you're not using them anymore because not many people have a landline. You could maybe sell your corded phone.
Take a picture on Instagram, post it, and do a hashtag living my best old school life.
Yeah, a lot of stuff from 90s and early 2000s is really big right now in general, and that includes flip phones, original iPods.
Not big, though, just to say you have, just to show you have. It's not like people are using them a lot.
Well, no. So this one Gen Zer, she was talking about how much fun it is to have the corded phone. Like, she feels like she's, you know, on Sex and the City because they have phones, and I guess that's a retro show to watch, maybe. And then she said she has a voice machine. That's what she called it. A voicemail machine.
Oh my gosh.
Right. She didn't know what to even call it, but she said it's so fun. There's no caller ID and it's like a surprise. She doesn't know who's calling her.
It's fun for a second, but it's like if someone were to give us a butter churning bucket. We'd be like, this is fun to do for a minute. Like, this is how they did it back. We're not going to churn all our butter that way.
Well, like a lot of people are baking their own sourdough bread.
For like a minute. Mm. Yeah.
And then they go to the store and get a loaf
of
bread.
You go down to the creek with your washboard. That's funny for an Instagram picture. But you want to get one of those, you know, top loaders.
Yeah. Front loaders are good too.
Which I prefer the top loader.
I like the front ones.
I had a front loader. a top loader, like growing up. Then front loaders were the thing, and then I lost those. Ben took those in the divorce.
Oh,
so,
no.
Rest in peace.
I know, but I replaced
it. That's why she set the creek down with the washboard.
But I feel like I went back in time, and I replaced it with a top loader, and I love it.
Really?
Yeah, because
The front loader brings up bad memories.
Yeah. Mm. No. Yeah. That's true. That was
take it from you.
Stinky. Yeah.
Did he sneak him out in the middle of the night, or was it tough? Did you leave? So no. You weren't there when it left?
It was a joint decision. In fact, for a while, I didn't have a washer and dryer, so I would go over to his house and do my laundry.
Oh, also very weird.
While he wasn't there, but.
Whenever all your stuff was getting shipped off after the divorce, was it traumatic to hear, beep, 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 that truck backing up to take it all away?
No.
No? Okay, all right, next door.
Okay, so there's a guy, his name is Taylor Swift. And it's like
his
parents named him after Taylor Swift because he's only 5 years younger than Taylor. So she wasn't even famous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unless they were just a big fan. Some people are like, no, I saw Coldplay in a club. This person's like, no, I saw this girl 5 year old and I knew it. So, wow, that's funny.
And he said that he feels like it's helped him more than it's hurt him, of course. In high school, he got teased a lot, but he has a go-to icebreaker. Whenever he introduces himself, he says, please feel free to make jokes. I'll just shake it off later.
And that's not
it's terrible. The icebreaker says that's Taylor Swift.
You're right. That's it.
And they're like, that's your real name? It is. And that's your icebreaker.
I know.
For the corny pun.
There is not a social situation or anywhere he goes where it's not a total thing right when he says his name.
It was weird in high school. One of my friends, and it wasn't named after the artist, but I don't remember, like 11th grade, it was tough for him. His name was Lady Gaga. And so we would
stop.
Everywhere we'd go, what?
Wasn't Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay.
In high school, Lady Gaga. Okay.
Exactly. It's like Taylor was 5.
Oh, okay, but now, got it. Okay, so Chris Young says he's making t-shirts with his mugshirt.
Mugshot, yeah.
Yeah,
mugshirt. I think she created something with just a speech impediment that's now a good thing, a mugshirt.
Yeah, he's making a mugshirt. So it's his mugshot from when he got in trouble with the TABC. He's like, look, I didn't do anything wrong. So now it's just funny that I have a mugshot. And if you don't think I've already started making t-shirts for this, well, come on, because I'm absolutely doing
that. Well, I don't think. I haven't thought about it one time.
Neither have I.
Not one time. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's kind of, yeah, if you really didn't do anything wrong, but then now you have a mugshot, that's unfortunate.
I think he was let off because he is high profile. I don't think he did a bunch of crazy stuff wrong, but you can't touch a cop. You can't do that with a cop. So yes, do I think he did something a little bit wrong? Yeah. Do I think they probably handled it wrong too? Yeah. But it would be cool to have a mugshot and then not have to go to.
Yeah, like if you don't murder someone.
Where's your mugshot?
Online.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Let's make mugshirts.
Yes, mugshirts.
Oh my gosh, I'll do shirts. I'm doing it.
You have to.
And yeah. We sell them for charity.
Does anyone
know
that?
No.
Well, you don't have a way to make them.
Yeah. Shot forward. I'll just hit her up.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a donation somewhere.
That's okay. That was literally, anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
We had the whole idea, and he goes, Yeah, my idea. Every bit of that come from mugshirt. Hey, Lunchbox, do you have your deal? And then we have the company.
Because he didn't even think about it.
No, and I think we could just take off a website and do it with any mugshot. Because, like Johnny Cash's mugshot, you can make t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
What? They're free to use because they're public domain. All right.
Oh, so whoever makes them first, everybody
it's
go.
It's a race. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Deonna Washington is a school bus driver in Durham, North Carolina. She's got 28 students on board, chugging along. And all of a sudden, she sees smoke billowing out of the front of the bus. And she's like, oh, I've trained for this. I've got 28 students on board. I got to get them out of here. And she did. She pulled the bus over, had them out the emergency exit.
As it's on fire.
Hey, it's smoking. Wow. Smoking. A few minutes later, it's fully engulfed in flames. And I mean, when I read this story, it takes me back to fifth grade.
You almost got in a fight with your bus driver?
No. When my bus driver.
Oh, you got a different one.
We were in front of Stephen DePew's house. He was the last bus stop in the neighborhood. And Stephen just got on the bus, and Clay Staniland just got on the bus. They were both at the same bus stop, best friends. And smoke starts coming out of the engine. And we all jump out of the emergency exit. And we were delayed for like 2 hours. But that bus driver...
Delayed? In the airport?
No. Like they had to send us a new bus.
Got it.
Two hours, dude.
You had to just like get a car ride?
Well, there was all of us on the bus from the neighborhood, so we just played in Steven's yard the whole time.
So was it engulfed in flames?
No, just smoke came out. But my bus driver never got the satisfaction of having to tell me something good about him. So here we are.
But you also got on a bus once, and then the bus driver got in a fight with one of your friends or something, right?
No, no. That was the end of seventh grade. It was the last day of school, and we had a sub bus driver, and they let us have a paper fight. So we're having a paper fight.
What terrible idea on a bus? They let you?
Let us.
Okay.
And then finally, when we got in the neighborhood, he's like, all right, time to stop. He let us do it when we were on Mopac on the highway. And I'm getting off the bus, and there's a piece of paper on the step, and I go to toss it, and he tackled me against the fence because he thought I was throwing it against Adam. And Luke the Juke Whaley jumped on his back.
The bus driver's back.
Yeah.
The sub-bus driver's back.
Yeah, and so he took Luke and I back to school. Aaron, Forrest, my boys, did nothing.
Man.
Luke the Juke Whaley, I didn't know that guy from Adam. He came to my rescue.
Boom. They still talk sometimes.
Luke the Juke.
Luke the Juke. All right, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.